Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. We're so excited to have you. Justin is out today. Please welcome Graham Bunn back to the show. And please, of course, Kim Whitley. Okay, you guys, so much to get into today. We've got, let's kick it off with the story that everybody's talking about with Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. So apparently, they're not having enough sex. Orlando Bloom talked to The Guardian, and he was very much about his tell-all and said anything, he was all, like, nothing was off limits. And he said, we just don't have enough sex. Do you think that's just because having a new baby? And what do you think Katy Perry thinks about that, guys?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, you have a baby. I don't care what age. If it's a year old, well, you know, I'm not putting your business out there. But having a kid, period, you're tired. And there's a lot to do. And Orlando Bloom, you know, his morning regimen, he eats berries and frankincense.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that.
He's pretty healthy.
Do you think Katy Perry was mad about this sex leak?
No, what's the flip side of that? Like, no, yes, we have plenty. No, he's a veteran. Of course you say, no, not enough. I mean, that's, I love my fiance. I would like to be with her more. Like, that was the perfect answer. The flip side of that is you're going to get in a lot of trouble. Like, oh no, we don't need any more.
Oh, because if he would have said, like, oh, right, wow, we do course. It like rabbits. We're crazy.
Of course.
Well, he should have just avoided it or said, oh, we're fine. We have a very healthy sexual relationship.
That was like a Kim Whitley move right there. You know, the straightforward question of how much do you have enough sex with Katy? I was like, damn.
That was a Kim Whitley question.
That was
right.
A Kim Whitley question.
Yes, right, it was.
The hard hitting.
And I wasn't ready for you to say absolutely. Imagine Katy how she feels.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine that being my man, and I'm just sitting at home eating my cereal, and then all of a sudden he's on the, I'm like, wait, what? What? We just, well, okay, maybe we could. No.
I know. I hear you. So listen, I have two young children, especially that new baby phase. I can understand where they're coming from. I think a lot of new parents say we are not having enough sex.
And isn't it a compliment, though? Wouldn't you take that as a compliment that you just always want to be with your fiance?
Yeah, I think I would rather my husband be like,
yeah,
we don't have enough sex than I've had enough.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, well,
okay, let's get to his morning routine, you guys. Some people, he even calls this a little LA himself. He says he likes to start the mornings with a little green powder, brain octane oil, doing his Buddhist chants. And it was really sweet because he did say he likes to let Katy sleep in. But then as soon as, I guess, she wakes up, he goes for a morning hike. Is this a normal morning routine? How does yours compare?
I've tried the brain octane stuff, and
yeah,
I enjoy it.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not affecting me. I'm still as dumb as I've always been, but I've tried it and it's good. So that I can relate to. The rest of it, I don't know.
That's why. Think about it. He has a morning hike, so he is really in shape. He's eating healthy. So you have to, he has all of these endorphins and he's excited and he's healthy. He's waking up with a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and men wake up, I think men are better in the morning than they are at night because they're usually tired and women are awake at night. So it's always backwards. So I think that he's eating too many berries and brain octane. I think if I was Katy, I would hide it.
Yeah, I mean, You know, more power to him. My mornings are not so productive. It takes me a little bit to wake up. That's why I have to get up so early for this show, because my brain doesn't turn on until at least I've been awake for over an hour.
Well, his brain is not what we worried about. It's something else turning on.
Yeah.
And then he's chanting and been doing that since he was 16.
Yeah.
He is really a healthy man.
Yeah.
He should start a class for other men.
They seem healthy. They seem happy, though, so yeah. Something's working.
Yeah, they seem very happy.
All right, let's move on to Britney Spears. You guys ready for a Britney Spears tell-all interview? Because there is a rumor going around that Britney is considering following in Meghan and Harry's footsteps and doing a sit-down with the one and only Oprah. So, what do y'all think? Would a big TV interview be a good move for Britney?
I mean, Oprah's the only one you trust with that one, right? I mean, I would love to hear her side of the story. I've heard other sides, and I never want to comment on anyone's personal well-being because I think there has been some health issues there. But Oprah is the only one that I would trust to do that interview. I would watch it.
But you had to understand, Oprah is not going to be a soft interview.
Exactly.
She is going to come with the hard-hitting questions. And we really haven't seen Britney do any interviews. We've seen her on Instagram, but we haven't really seen her do any interviews. So Oprah's not going to skirt around anything. She's going to ask her some hard questions. I would like to see it, but I don't know if Britney's ready for that.
What do y'all think of the Instagram post from Britney? Honest answers.
Oh,
I mean, it's very challenging. Like, what's happening?
Like you said, I don't want to comment. I think she feels free and happy, and I'm happy about right. that because we went for a long time without seeing much from
right.
Britney at all. Mm-hmm. So the more she's posting, especially if she's dancing and she's got a smile on her face, the happier I am,
yeah.
right? Because I want to know that she's happy. I do think an Oprah interview would be fantastic. I think this Free Britney has been a huge movement, and I think she feels a lot of love and support, especially after Framing Britney came out. The support has been tenfold of what it even used to be. A lot of people coming out of the woodworks apologizing to how we treated Britney in the past. As fans even, you know, buying those magazine covers, looking at those pictures, participating in those clicks. Like, we all take some responsibility and what happened in her life. And nobody can tell the story because nobody knows truly how she's lived besides her. So, of course, we're all dying to hear from her. I truly don't know if she would be allowed to ever do a sit-down tell-all. And I truly do feel that there has been a reason why we have not heard from her in a long period of time.
So you're telling me they have to give her permission even to do interviews?
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
She could
yeah.
not sneak out and do an
no.
interview?
Oh. I don't think she could see. She doesn't even have a driver's license. She hasn't drove in years.
Who needs a driver's license?
I guess, yeah, you got an Uber. But I just mean, like, I mean, but then she even, like, every purchase has to be approved by the conservator. So I'm sure she has an allowance. I don't know exactly. Yes, of course, nobody knows exactly how she spends. Well,
right.
actually, reports do come out how she spends her money. But either way, nobody knows exactly her story unless we get a tell-all. I would love for that to happen. I just don't think it really will, at least
Ooh.
Not in the next couple years.
It would be good to hear her side, though.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
She will turn around and do a Megan on you. You know, Britney would say, I would love it.
Yeah.
Start whispering in the interview.
Yeah.
Help. Help me.
Oh, no.
Can someone get me out?
Oh,
doing a little obvious plans there.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about Kourtney Kardashian. So, Kourt's been rocking some edgier looks ever since she started dating Travis Barker. They were spotted out on a date over the weekend, and Kourtney had this T-shirt on with very explicit language, which we had to blur mostly because of daytime television. But I have to ask, do you guys change your style when you're dating someone?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm dating a preacher, I wear one of these shirts.
Yeah.
Collar up, a little hat. When I'm dating a teacher, I dress like a schoolgirl.
Oh, here we go.
When I'm dating a rocker, I dress like a rocker.
I think it's natural because they bring out, like, another side of you. They're like, that's cool. That's hot. That's
yes.
what I think's hot. And so...
And you can relax.
You know, we're all like, oh, you're going to tell me I'm hot? Well, then I'm going to wear this again and again and again.
Yeah, and I think she's relaxing into her, you know, she doesn't have to be so put together, which is a good thing.
I need all the help I can get. I'll let the girl pick my clothes out. What do you enjoy? I will wear whatever you like.
Let's
figure that out.
I don't care.
There's no ego in my wardrobe choice. Yeah, so I'm all for
that. Well, I was looking at those pants you have on.
Okay.
With these little, I don't know, are those long or are they short pants?
Well, I'm sitting down, and I've actually hit a growth spurt lately, so, you know.
So so they're high water.
Boy,
wait,
you know?
What?
I love it. All right. Do you guys think that the restaurant would have let a non-celebrity in wearing that shirt? Is it okay to wear a shirt like that at a family restaurant? Yeah.
Oh. Well, she has a jacket, so maybe she covered it up.
Yeah.
Like I do sometimes when my V-neck is too low. You cover it up, then you go into the restaurant. The things I used to do with my parents, you know, you get dressed and you go and you look like a schoolgirl and you look very conservative. When you get to the club, you run in the bathroom, you change your clothes.
The veteran move. The veteran move.
That's a veteran move.
Still works. All right, coming up, Michael B. Jordan continues to raise the bar with his romantic gift to Lori Harvey. Plus, is Lori's dad, Steve, taking a shot at her ex, Diddy? Oh, you got to see this next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back in today's Pop of Love. Michael B. Jordan may have just proven he's the most romantic guy on the planet. Ellen revealed that he came to her and Portia a few months ago to get help in finding the right horses for her birthday, for a birthday date with Lori Harvey. And no matter how hard he tries, Lori's dad, Steve Harvey, just can't help but love the guy.
I have tried not to like him. I have tried to find something wrong with him that I could dig in and go. Because I done got rid of all of them. All of them. Some of them that snuck in the back door on me and lasted a lot longer than I wanted it to. But this guy is such a good guy, man. He is one of the nicest guys, man. I met his father. You know, I've set up with him. We've talked for hours. I just can't find nothing wrong with him.
Oh, my God. I love that. That is spoken like a true father, right? Like, nobody wants to like the daughter's son, or boyfriend, sorry.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that was, but, you know, you have to think about it. She was dating P. Diddy. Diddy, he's Steve's age. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much. Yeah. You know, think about it. He's almost Steve's age. So it's like your daughter dating your boy, your best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of weird.
No father loves that.
But anyone compared to Mike, I happen to know Mike. I play basketball with Mike. Mike, if you're out there, I love you. Anyone compared to Michael B. Jordan is not going to do well because he is the greatest guy. Like, he's that way with his friends. He's very considerate. Just you hate how good he is at everything. And he's a very humble dude. So
yeah.
I totally understand where he's coming from. Mike is the man.
Do you believe the love?
I 1,000% do. Mike has been very intentional. The last couple of years, I've got a chance to become a larger part of his friend group. And he's very intentional with who he spends time with and who he's public with. Mm. And this seems to be overboard. Yeah. So I think he's like all in.
So he wouldn't do this unless he was all in.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, why is he looking for horses to rent? Is he going to buy her a horse?
I think he was taking her out on a horse.
Yeah, if you're going to get her some Hermes stock and rent out an aquarium, I need you to buy her a couple horses.
I'm sure it was a rent out. See which one you like.
Right,
let's write all these and then whichever one you want.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, my husband needs to take some damn notes, man.
I know. Mike, you're making us look bad, bro.
Right?
Like, come on. Calm it down.
But I always have to preface this, you know. It's all cray-cray in the beginning. Things slow down.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, they over the top.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, in a couple more years, you're going to be like, look here, I got you a little plastic horse.
No, guys.
With the Barbie set I bought.
Don't do that.
Well, like, let's look at Steve Harvey. His big Valentine's Day story was that he told his wife he wasn't going to come to Aspen to go ski with her,
right.
And then he showed up. Which is,
very romantic to me. That seems incredibly romantic. I think y'all are downplaying that gesture.
I mean, it's romantic, but it ain't no renting out an aquarium, buying you Hermes stock, and getting you some horses.
Nope.
Come on.
Well, you do want to make a good first impression.
Right.
It's the first Valentine's Day together.
Like, Steve and his wife have been married for a while, so I get it. It does slow down.
It does slow down, but you know what? You enjoy that high while you are on it, you guys.
Yes.
Lori, you just enjoy that. You try to make that last as long as you can. All right, moving on to Tinsley Mortimer. Her fiance, Scott, broke up with her after reportedly making her quit The Real Housewives of New York for him. A source tells us that Scott tricked her because he made her leave the show, her life, her career in New York, and promised her a brand new life. And then bada bing, bada boom was done. Would you ever leave your job and home for someone before you got that ring and were married?
No, not before you get the ring. Your mother, they teach you that. You don't give up anything before anything.
Yeah.
Like you don't, you know, if a man says, I'm going to take you shopping, you're like, all right, let's go. You know, you get all the things. I'm going to take you to dinner. I'm going to do. Let them court you before you give up anything. Mm-hmm. Tinsley gave up. She gave up too much.
Yeah, I agree with
you
that.
You know, but I mean, it depends. No, he'd have to give me the ring. Then I would leave my job, you know, to make a better life with him. I couldn't see myself.
Have you ever been in that position where a man has asked you to leave your job?
Oh, yeah, I'm thirsty. Yeah.
So, yes, it's come up a lot. Well, you're a busy woman. I mean...
They want me to leave Daily Pop. I told them.
No, that can't happen.
Yeah, they're out then. Yeah, they're gone then. Whoever that is, they're out.
Right. You know, you get in that position as a woman, and it's funny because can I ask a man to leave his career for me?
Hmm. I've had two girls ask me to do it, and I did it twice.
You did it?
I did it both times. Did not work out well for me, but yes, I've done it twice.
And were you engaged or just dating?
We were not engaged, but I moved for two girls.
Wow.
That I loved, yeah.
Oh, no.
Didn't work out well. So no. I would highly recommend that everyone make compromise decisions and don't give up everything. You gotta find the jail there.
Well, you know, I don't know. My husband did move from L.A. to me to a little to Columbia, Missouri, which is... quite a big difference from Los Angeles. It luckily worked out for us, but, you know.
Were y'all engaged at the time?
No, but we were dating long distance for 2 years.
Right.
And I think when you're dating long distance, the first year you're like, this is so fun. And then the second year, the whole time was like, listen, like, we gotta live in the same state. Like, you know, it's like one of us has to move if we're gonna continue this relationship. And so the deal we made was we were both looking for different jobs at the time. So it was like whoever landed like the better job first.
Right.
And then it was like, as soon as we made that deal, I got a job offer. And so I was like, hey, time to come to Columbia, Missouri.
Who has the bigger bag?
There.
Okay. I was going to say, who has the most money? That's who I'm moving with.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. So he came and it worked out. And then as soon as he got comfortable and fell in love with Missouri, he called and said, come to LA. And I was like, okay, we're back in LA.
Yeah.
It all ended up working out. But you know what? It doesn't always work out for every situation. Just make sure you're super serious with the guy because you do have to take those risks, though. I mean, and you do sometimes have to give up something in order to make it work, you know? So I don't want to be too pessimistic on her because, you know, she believed in love. What can you do? Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard is sharing a secret to good parenting. Have good sex. Tyler has three young kids and with his wife, Haley, and he explained on Haley's Meaningful Living podcast why it's important for them to prioritize adult time.
It's part of connecting, you know. Intimacy is part of a strong marriage, and you know, a strong marriage leads to strong parenting. We've been pretty intentional about it, but we can definitely feel the tension building as when we're not intentional about, you know, being intimate with each other and making time for it. And as you know, there's a pretty small window between the time of me laying down and the time of me falling asleep. So if Haley spends a little too much time washing her face at night or brushing her teeth, then the window is gone and your boy is out.
I love his honesty.
Yes,
that
yes.
is like right there, relatable as can be.
Yeah, and she spends too much time washing her face. He said, your boy is out.
Yeah, and same thing, vice versa. It's like, oh, he's gonna finish doing the dishes or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go lay down for a little bit. And then he comes up and he's like, okay. She's snoring, but I also get up at like 4 a.m.
Well, they have three children under three, so they're definitely intentional about their sex life when it's healthy to be having sex.
Absolutely. Now, he said it makes him a better parent. Kim, do you find that true?
Absolutely, because you're relieving tension. And you,
your demeanor's better.
If you're not in the gym, you know, like our boy Orlando doing your thing, let me tell you, he wants both of those. You've got to find, and even doctors tell you this. And what is the old saying? If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So I think it does make you a better parent, makes you a better person. Now, I'm not saying anything about any of my friends out there, but I got some girlfriends, they ain't had none for years. They evil.
Can you tell? Can't you tell?
You can tell. Me? I can tell. Bitter?
There are some. Evil. There are some names in this office I can tell when they haven't had sex in a while, and I'm like, will you please go on a date? Because you are so much nicer whenever you've been on a few dates.
Yeah, it's you can tell. People come into the office, they're skipping and happy, like, good morning, Chris. How are you?
And you're like, thank you. Can you just keep this guy around for a while? At least
what about you, men? Because I know some men. Well, I've known them, that they get so mean, and you're like, what is wrong with you? And then they do whatever they gotta do, and then all of a sudden, they are the nicest person. I know a couple people like that.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, if you're watching, if that ever happens for me, I'll let you know. I'm still waiting on that day. But if hypothetically, yes, I would be a much nicer person if I was if I had a nice morning routine. I feel like that would, that would make things a lot better.
I know, right? You know, it just makes the world go round in a beautiful way.
It just makes me sleepy.
Yeah, that too.
I'm not a nicer person. I'm just a sleepy person.
You sleep so much better after, right? Okay. Up next, J-Lo and A-Rod, Kristen and Jeff. Do we think they should stay together or break up for good? Oh, we're going to play, weigh in on some rocky Hollywood relationships next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for another round of Stay Together or Break Up. Okay, A-Rod is basically commuting to the Dominican Republic to try and save his relationship with J-Lo. He flew back this weekend to spend a few more days with her and to make sure everyone knew. That's shady, guys. He posted a bunch of pics of himself golfing on the island. I understand why he wanted to make everybody know, because everybody knows they're on the rocks. They were very public about that. So should they keep trying to make this work? Or should they call it?
No!
Glass is half empty, huh?
What?
Listen, no. I was on board and I was really sad when I found out about the breakup. And the more I think about it, the more I'm just starting to lean towards, you know, I understand their families are intermingled, but if this is going to be a long-winded goodbye, just decide now so you both have time to move on and, like, you know, do your thing, break up nicely, but if you're going to be having these problems of trust issues over and over and over, and he has to be by your side at all times for you to know.
Kim, get in there. Kim, get in there.
It's a one-time little slip-up.
Yeah.
It's a little hiccup.
FaceTime. A little FaceTime. DMs here and there.
He needs attention, okay?
She ain't got time for all that. She's got a career.
This is the whole point. She don't have time, so keep the man you got. J-Lo ain't got time. J-Lo ain't got time.
Right. Hey, the devil you know.
It's better.
Listen, I don't want them to experience heartbreak, but if it's going to be inevitable, I just hope they figure it out sooner than later so they both have time to move on. I think the longer they try to prolong something that's going to happen, then
I'm going to blame it on Monday. If this was Tuesday, that's a Monday answer.
They're going to stay together. Trust me.
Yes.
Okay.
J-Lo ain't got time to break up and go get another man that looks good, got his own career.
What she's got to say is I'm single.
Who's she going to get
now?
And they'll
just start waiting in line.
That is very true.
She'll just say, Nope. Okay.
No, she got to stay with this one.
Kristen Cavallari and comedian Jeff Dye were spotted kissing in Cabo just a few days after reportedly deciding to split. They dated for 5 months, and sources say it wasn't supposed to be serious, but it looks like they're still digging each other. Should they stay together or break up? I like this one.
What?
I'm with Kim on this one. Yeah.
I like this one.
Where are we?
Why?
Tell me, why do you want them done?
This this is a booty call gone wrong. This is a long one-night stand. You can tell this is not rooted in any love, and we have the same interests. No, this is it's a wrap.
She likes to have fun. She wants to have party. She wants to do comedy.
That's every
she
girl.
Doesn't want to do comedy, but who doesn't?
Like what?
Who doesn't like a comedian, right, Kim?
Exactly. That's every girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, good luck. This is and he's a comedian, and he's on the road all the time. And when you're a stand-up comedian, there are women waiting for you when you get off the stage. Oh, please make me laugh.
All right, all right, all right.
It's a wrap.
Okay. Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck. Now, they're definitely still over, but does he still have a piece of her heart? Ana posted this picture wearing half a heart necklace, which looks a lot like the ones that they used to wear together. They were seen photographed both wearing that half heart necklace. So people thought this was her way of saying, hey, we're back together. But then right after that, she shot them down real quick with a nope-filled Insta story saying, uh-uh, not happening. Should they get back together or are they better apart?
Yeah, after that post, that was a bit aggressive. I don't think there's anything coming back for that.
Nope. I want Ben to win. Ben, you're going to win.
All right. Coming up, you guys, the famous movie scene Sharon Stone says she was tricked into filming. Welcome back. Let's start today's Hollywood Minute with Sandra Oh. She made a surprise appearance on the streets of Pittsburgh this weekend to encourage everyone to take a stand against Asian hate.
I will challenge everyone here. If you see something, will you help me?
Yes!
If you see one of our sisters and brothers in need, will you help us?
Yes!
Sorry, Demi Lovato tells CBS this morning her recovery process involves being, quote, California sober. When asked if that means if she still smokes a little weed and drinks a little alcohol, this was her answer.
I feel the complete abstinent method isn't like a one-size-fits-all solution for everybody. I don't think that this journey of moderation is a one-size-fits-all solution for everybody, too.
Okay. And like mothers, like daughters, it's Kim's Girl Chicago putting lipstick on Chloe's girl, True. Chloe shared the adorable moment on her Instagram. And at the end, we find out, of course, the girls are using Kim's KKW product. Kim, how cute was this moment?
Oh,
so cute.
So cute. I love watching them grow up, but that was a good product placement.
Wasn't it? I mean, the whole wall was KKW. I was like, of course it is.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
But you know what? If I owned a makeup line, I'd probably do the exact same thing. All right. Sharon Stone says she was pressured to have sex with her co-star so they would have better on-screen chemistry and reveals she was tricked into taking off her underwear for that famous scene in Basic Instinct. Vanity Fair published an excerpt of Sharon's memoir expected to come out later this month, and her confessions are absolutely shocking. Do you think this kind of thing still happens today? Wow.
Wow.
Mortifying.
That was the trick thing.
Mortifying.
That was, but was it a trick or was it true? And then it became a trick. And this is what's so sad about it. That one thing made her very famous. Trick or not, or accident, but she did. Obviously, she was upset about it because at the premiere, she slapped the director.
Right.
Because she didn't even see it. You know, as an actress, you do these things. You do a movie, you do a show, and you don't see it unless you do ADR, that particular scene. So you see it at the premiere.
And the producers, I know, they told, I was reading about her story, and she said, oh, the underwear, we can see it through the white dress. The lighting is showing it, and you need to take it off. And so she trusted that.
Yes.
I mean, she did do like a pause, right? So the scene was supposed to be there. I don't know what she thought, she thought they were shooting it. I'm not saying I don't believe her, but you're right. It seemed crazy.
And you don't know the shot. You don't know the angle. You don't know if it's cropped here.
Right.
You don't know where it is. But obviously, if they tell you, they can see it and you take it off. But sometimes you don't even know. Like now we have cameras at high def. They can see, but you're thinking maybe, okay, they can't really see that far.
I would hope in today's Hollywood landscape that women would feel empowered to ask about the camera shot. to be informed on exactly what they're getting into. Because that was, you know, coming from, I'm a male, so it's hard for me to understand that pressure. But I was mortified reading that. You know, I know it's Monday where, you know, I want to be light, but that made me sick to death.
I have a question too, Kim, because isn't it a contract situation? Could she not have sued them for this? Because if you signed a contract and said that you would show so much of your boob or so much of this or so much of that for a nudity scene and they go overboard, doesn't that give her legal rights to take action?
She did call her attorney to see what she could do, but immediately she did call her attorney to say this is what happened. I don't know how far she got with it, but I think that you can, if it was a camera, because they can say, you know, that was a mistake. That wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Because really, if you watch the movie, we can't see it. So they didn't show it. Mm-hmm. They saw it, you know. But we never in the movie, we've watched the movie. Have we ever, like, I'm going to zoom in, let me see.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't see anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it made her very famous. So they were discreet in that if they blurred it or darkened whatever they did, you didn't see it in the film. She could have sued had it been let out, of course.
I just hope Hollywood has learned some lessons. And it actually, you know, and it takes actresses speaking up and saying, these were the experiences that happened to me.
Good for
people
her.
To be 100% aware of, like, oh, I need to really watch my back because you can't trust.
Yeah, good for her for telling her story.
Yeah, amazing.
The next actress that comes up.
Up next, Tiffany Thiessen is here. We are talking motherhood, cooking fails, and more with her next. Please welcome the one and only Tiffany Thiessen to Daily Pop.
Hi.
So good to see you. Your show, Deliciousness, is back for seconds. Tell us what's new.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's not me. No. Let's preface. That is not me.
Oh, that's not you. Okay. Just
No. This is my show on MTV called Deliciousness. We're premiering tonight for season 2. And it's literally food fails from all over the internet that have literally combined it and we put into this show and we talk about it and laugh and we have the greatest time.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God, that is great. Now between your shows, your cookbook and social media, and we know that you can handle yourself in the kitchen, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh gosh, that's hard. You know, I feel like it's not about what I like to cook. It's the request that I get from my 2 children and my husband.
Yeah, they probably have so many favorites.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we do pizza nights. Pizza nights are really popular. You know, any sort of thing on the grill. My husband's from Texas, so that's a huge thing when it's nice out, which is just starting to get nice out here in LA, which is nice. So.
Okay, I know you can cook just about anything because you're amazing in the kitchen, but is there one thing that you just can't get right, no matter what?
Oh, gosh. One thing I can't get right?
All right.
I feel like if I can't, I don't know. Like, maybe I understand if I fail at something, maybe I try to just leave it at that and don't even try, right?
Right, right.
I don't know. I mean, I'll say some of my weaknesses are definitely baking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm more of a cook than I am a bakery, though I do bake a lot. But it's definitely my weaker of the two. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that looks delicious. Now, are your kids into cooking?
Gorgeous.
I mean,
Yeah, both of my kids. I would say my daughter more just because she's a little older. She's going to be 11 this summer. But they love being in the kitchen with me. It's fun. It's a time for us to kind of, like, create and be fun together in the kitchen as well.
I love it. Our fans love nostalgia, and you are part of 2 iconic shows. What is a secret that nobody knows about either 90210 or Saved by the Bell?
A secret? Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like all of those have been released already.
You're like, I haven't been holding on anything.
I've been pretty open about all the stuff about the show, right? I mean, I don't know if there's really any secrets. I mean, you know, we've been pretty open about, like, when I started, like, 90210, like, you know, I wasn't loved by some of the females on that show at first. But we've been pretty open about that, you know? Like,
I can understand that, Carissa. She gave me a hard time. speaking of, though, what was it like being back on the set of Peacock Saved by the Bell reboot?
Oh, it was, you know, it was surreal at times, but also felt very comfortable. I mean, I'm still pretty close with most of the main cast. You know, my husband and Mark Paul are super buds, you know, but it was also a little strange because we were the first TV show to go back during COVID. Literally kind of like, we were like the guinea pig. So it was also a little odd and different because of that, not because of us, because we had such a great relationship and we have history together. Mm-hmm. That was like the easy part. And that's what made it probably so great, is that we did have this history together, but we were literally the first TV show to go back to start shooting during a time that was really kind of crazy and very, you know, it was just different. It was very different in that sense.
Well, we are very happy for you there. Now, you've been breaking down cooking fails on Deliciousness. So let's have some fun with the fails.
Okay.
What was your biggest fashion fail?
Ooh.
I have a million of them and they're all across the internet. What are you talking about? Right? I mean, like, the big bangs, the suspenders with the tube top. Like, I mean, come on. There's a million of them.
No, I remember seeing you and thinking, like, okay, I wish I could wear that. I'm pretty sure that's all that I was thinking.
I don't know. Maybe I look at it as, like, you know, an over 45-year-old woman now. You know, I'm 47 now. Like, my God, I can't believe I wore that. But maybe it's more like, I wish I could still wear that. Maybe, I don't know.
I understand both. Biggest on-set fail?
Biggest on-set fail? Biggest on-set fail. Wow. Probably not knowing my line.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the biggest fail. Yeah, what about your biggest parenting fail?
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. I think it's a struggle every day to not lose my patience, right? Especially now.
Oh, any tips on that? I've just now got
breathe. Lots of breathing.
I totally thought you said drink at first. And I was like, oh, okay, drink. Got it.
That too, but that has to be after 5 o'clock, and there's lots of things that could go wrong before 5.
True.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. So good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Deliciousness returns for a 1-week special event tonight on MTV. Love her.
Yes.
All right, after the break, a Royals quiz. Did Meghan break the autograph rule? And does the Queen travel with her own blood supply? Find out if they're royally real or royally fake next. Welcome back to Daily Pop. We love our royals here, but how much do we really know about them? Let's play Royally Real or Royally Fake. All right, it's Kim versus Grant. Here we go. You have to use your paddles to answer, and if you're wrong, it's not a big deal. Just a little sip of some special royal gin.
Some special royal gin.
That's right. How does it smell?
Smells like royal gin, for sure. It smells like gasoline.
Perfect.
Smells like perfume.
All right, good.
Get your pinky out when you drink. You got to have your pinky out.
That's right, pinky out. Here we go. First one. In The Crown, Diana and Camilla have lunch together. Was this royally real or royally fake? Yes, Kim! Royally fake! Let's see the answer.
They made the cardinal mistake of refusing to put a soft-boiled egg on top. What? He has a soft-boiled egg with everything.
Ooh, I guess that's royally real.
Whoa, I can't believe she had it. Why would she have lunch with Camilla? Why would she do that?
Great question.
Yes.
Is that delicious?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Next, Harry did an Invictus commercial with the Queen. Was she the one who dropped the mic? Grant.
I'm also going to say royally fake.
Royally fake is his answer. Let's see who is right.
Oh, really? Please.
Boom.
Oh.
Yes.
You did it. It was Harry. Kim?
I'm not getting any more wrong. That gin.
I think you got to drink.
You have to drink?
You got to drink.
You got to drink because I didn't answer. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. Oh my God.
All right, I love it when Kim's a little drunk, so I'm just going to keep pushing
you to
drink.
I love this game.
Okay, when they married, Will and Kate were also given the titles of Earl and Countess of Inverness. Was this royally real or is this royally fake? Yes, Kim. Royally fake, she says. The answer is royally fake! They were given the titles of Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Okay,
Cambridge,
have
I was
going to
say.
No!
Go ahead, that name sounds crazy to me.
Yep.
I was actually thinking you were going to like it at first.
No.
Not okay. A gin drinker.
While dating, Harry and Meghan went to South Africa. Real or fake? Oh, he answered first.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead,
Graham?
Go ahead.
Really real?
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. Ooh. It was Botswana. They went to South Africa when they were married.
That's right.
This needs to be a big chug. Pinky out.
Go on and drink that gin.
This is amazing.
All right. This is fun for me.
That's it, right?
Word is, royals are not supposed to sign autographs, but Meghan did it. Oh, controversy. Real or fake? Did this happen? Yes, Kim. Royally real.
Please, Lord.
Meghan, did she sign autographs? No, she did not. She got around it with a fan by signing, "Hi, Caitlin."
Yes!
Very good, very good. This was fun. Oh, have a cookie, wash it down. If you can't get enough royals, check out the premiere of E! True Hollywood Story. Harry and Meghan, it's tonight at 10. Our friend Melanie Bromley is on it. You can also get out your phone and scan the QR code on the screen and sign up for the E's Royals newsletter. Still ahead, would you give up technology for money? Yes, is my answer. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Now, here's a question for you. Would you give up technology for 24 hours for $2,400? Reviews.org is hosting a digital detox challenge. And if you can do it, that means no screens, no Wi-Fi, no TV for a full 24 hours, you get 20. Oh, you can win. Oh, can win. $2,400. That changes the game a
little
bit.
Gotta read the fine print.
That's good.
Listen, a 24-hour digital detox, I think, would be fantastic for me and a lot of people.
Yes.
1,000%. And if someone's going to pay me for that, I feel like that is a healthy choice.
Healthy choice.
Healthy.
That is a healthy choice. No Wi-Fi. I mean, absolutely. So that means, you know, you can't use your phone. You can't use the television. You can't be at home Netflixing and chilling. None of that. Absolutely. I could do that. What's that, $24 an hour? Something like that. That's more than minimum wage.
I don't know the math, but
yeah,
it's about a good payday.
That's a good payday
for doing nothing.
For nothing.
I cringe at looking at the screen time on my phone. Do you guys ever look at that and go, what am I doing?
Yeah, I don't like to
look
at that.
So bad.
Okay. Has a whole year of Zoom calls made makeup more acceptable for men? According to the New York Post, makeup sales for men are way up as guys are trying to cover up acne, redness, bags under their eyes. Are you doing this, Graham?
Yeah, let your boy shine. Let your boy shine. Come on. Don't you judge me.
I'm not judging. So, hold on. So, have you bought makeup since the pandemic?
I'll be honest with you. No, I haven't bought makeup. But it's just because I'm lazy. It's not because I wouldn't do it.
You would do it.
Okay, ask the question differently. Have you borrowed makeup since the pandemic?
Oh, okay.
I have not because I'm single. But I also would borrow makeup if that was ever accessible.
Okay.
But I did come here early today and was like, yo, fix this.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks for being here. I love having you. Justin's back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye.